This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks very much for joining us. She's back. She's such a nice person. I'm so glad she decided to return to the Bob and Tom Show after being seriously
insulted.
Those were compliments.
Yes. It's the lovely Allie Breen. She's a professional comedian. She's also our sexpert. What do you call that, Josh?
Yep.
That's it.
You make a new word. Is that a
portmanteau?
Portmanteau. Yeah. Okay. That's very fancy.
That sounds like something you'd build in your patio.
It does.
You mean like dick brain?
Dick brain is not a portmanteau. No.
See, it's when you take two things, it's like motel. See?
Right.
Motor lodge?
And hotel?
Motor hotel.
The point is, she's our sexpert. And we're talking about young romance and old romance, whatever romance you've got. We'd like to hear about it. There's Josh, Chick, Ace. I'm Tom. There's Willie. We have the ladies right there, they call her Scorched Earth. She's Jessica Alsman. She takes no prisoners. And we have Christy Lee right there on the stripes. Allie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you?
I'm actually in Boston. I hosted a private event last night, and then I'm back to New York today.
Okay.
One of those eyes wide shut balls?
Yep. A sex show. That's exactly what it was.
Women splayed out like hors d'oeuvres.
You're the only one I know who likes that movie.
Sushi eating.
Oh, really? Yeah, I love that movie.
Really?
Yeah but I've
never seen that.
If somebody said they didn't care for it, I wouldn't argue with
them. I've never seen it.
It's the only Kubrick movie I haven't seen. Because of you, Tom. Because of you.
Go see it.
I'm going to go.
Take your phone so you can do something during most of it.
Eyes Wide Shut.
It's awful.
Isn't that one guy?
You don't need to go anywhere, Chick. You can see it at your house.
Isn't there that one guy who wears a penis for a nose as his mask or something like that? Isn't that right?
Not quite.
Yeah, that's the kind of subtlety.
More Clockwork Orange.
I'm sure.
Reminded me of you is what I was going
to say. So, Allie, let's get right to our letters. We got to help some people with love trouble.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Dear Allie, I just freaked out my booty call because he was over and my mom stopped by and she told him that she's heard a lot about him and said he'd better treat me right. Now he hasn't come over in over a week and I feel like he thinks I told my mom I want more and so he's pulling away. How do I get him to just keep hooking up again?
This is easy. Josh, take this one. Just tell him.
Yeah, I think you could easily go, hey, if that freaked you out, Yeah, just be. You can just go, hey, look.
You know what? Life isn't I Love Lucy, okay?
Yeah, this is solved.
It really shouldn't be.
This is solved with a text.
You up?
Solved with a text or even a phone call.
No, here's what you do. The woman who's trying to get to the guy, wear an elaborate disguise, get a job at where he works. Now, here's what you
say. Have your mom call him. Hey, I was referring to the wrong guy. I'm sorry. It's not you.
Yeah, away. Use that voice, will you?
That'd be great. Not. No, the mom needs to stay out of this altogether.
I would say I think everyone should stop using the expression, I've heard a lot about you, because I've never had someone say that to me and I have a positive reaction. It always makes me nervous. It always makes me anxious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've heard that you felt
you
that
know,
way.
You know, when your dad and I were up all night and he was trying to convince me to let you on the show, he said, I know what you've heard about Willie.
Yeah.
And then Christy started crying when she heard your name. Yeah. I don't know.
What did you do to Christy, Will?
Yeah.
I make women nervous.
No, Willie has never done anything to me. He's a great kid.
Yeah, just say, hey, look, sorry about my mom thing, but you want to come over later on?
Yeah, I mean, geez. It's
just send him a naked pic. Remind him of what he's missing out on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Just have mom take the picture and then send it and go, hey, look, my mom had this snapshot she wanted you to see.
The more important issue here is just quit telling your mom stuff. She doesn't need to know that.
No. I'm not sure she ever said anything. I think this mom just sort of
assumed it,
blurted all that out.
Even if you did, I like that you have an open relationship with your mom. That's
you
fine.
Want to hear the best mom joke I've ever heard?
Yes. Yeah.
I hope I can tell it. Mother says, Susan, am I a good mother? And she's a kid. Says, Mom, my name's Amy.
That's very good.
That is funny, yeah.
Again, the economy of words.
Yes.
Okay, let's get our next letter out, Amy. See, now I'm doing it. Allie. You got me doing it.
It couldn't have gone any better.
What's that other mom joke? It ends with...
No.
Now you know it.
No.
Oh, like I was going to say. Not a moron.
Well, there's also let mama handle that. That's always a good mom.
Oh, that's good. That's a good mom joke.
That's the... You mean a foot and a half?
Foot and a half, yeah.
He's got a foot and a half. Well,
he's got a foot and a half. I'll handle it.
That's that's a joke about a man who's half of his foot severed off.
Sure.
Allie, it's not what you think. Okay, back to your letters.
Dear Allie, I've been with my girl for 9 months and I want to break up with her. I'm tempted to just ghost her instead of going through a real breakup. Isn't that actually better than getting her all upset?
What is going wrong to still upset
it's
her?
It's a coward's way out. It is.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Will, am I right? Leave her unread.
No, 9 months.
Isn't that what they say? Leave them unread.
I think more than 3 dates in person, that's at least a text conversation.
Absolutely.
It's at least a phone call.
Yeah.
I say in person always. Because
no.
You don't want to leave.
You have grow to up and grow a pair and do this woman a favor and just be a man about it.
Right.
No, tell him you've been drafted and you have to go.
Yes.
That's right.
That's the way to go.
Tell him you're in Da Nang in 2 days.
I could be a baton man by midnight.
I've been drafted.
I'm sorry. I love you so much. Yes.
Don't wait for me.
Go out and live, damn it. Live. That's what you do.
You know what? That is a better idea.
Yeah, so the lying is the key to most of this, I would say. Okay. Once again, Allie Breen is our guest. I'm sorry, Allie. I was just reintroducing you. Allie Breen is our guest. A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. I say that because you can find her on various social media platforms to send us your love trouble. We'll see what we can do. What's our next letter say?
Dear Allie, I just got into a new relationship and I've been cheated on before. I don't think you truly know anyone until you go through their phone. And I don't mean once, but thoroughly.
Yeah, you're right.
So last time I spent the night at his place.
Yep, privacy's really an idea that's come and gone. Yep, that's right. You're right.
Trust.
I spent the night at his place, I cloned his phone, and now I can see everything he does.
You're a criminal.
I don't know why everyone doesn't do that, especially if they're thinking about marriage.
Oh, good for
you,
man.
Is this smart or psycho?
Wait a minute. How do you clone someone's phone?
That's illegal.
I didn't know you could do that either.
I didn't know you could do that.
You ladies
are a lunatic. Google things like that.
If you say the backup, plug his phone into your computer, and then you back it up on your computer. Boom.
So that means if someone calls him, you can answer it as he answers it and stuff? I mean, is it...
Did you watch the TV show You on Netflix?
No.
Like, he basically clones her phone. He can see everything that she's doing. Like,
wow, that is horrible.
Nope, good for you, lady. You're not frightening at all.
No.
Healthy.
It is wrong.
Man.
A picture of health.
And she
that is terrifying.
What's wrong with me?
Where does she live? Is there a bridge nearby?
Hey, you know what? We should go get her.
That's what we should go do. Yep.
You're going to think we've been cloned the way we...
we come at you like a herd of monkeys.
No, ma'am, you're way too...
You can't do that.
Look, I know that you've been hurt, but this is ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous.
Oof.
Maybe you should go to therapy and work on your trust issues.
Exactly.
God.
You do need to talk to somebody, and we don't mean that in a negative way.
Not at all.
Does he have dollar amounts next to any of the ladies' names?
This guy's going to cheat on you, though, so, and it's going to be your own.
Oh, Altman.
Come on. No, because she's crazy. He's going to be like, let me out, and she won't.
Oh, I see. It's going to be a self-fulfilled prophecy. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, Jessica, I've never ever called a woman crazy before. I don't like to affiliate those two things, so no big deal. Just a nice guy over here.
Good for you, Willie.
Nice little ad for yourself, Willie.
Well, aren't you sickeningly woke?
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
All right, what else is happening, Al?
All right, dear Allie, my girlfriend asked me about old Instagram posts that I liked and commented on weeks ago, and I asked her why she was monitoring my behavior so closely. We had a huge fight about trust and respect, and we have totally different ideas of what that means. She actually thinks that it should be me not interacting with other women at all. That's not okay, right?
That's not okay.
Can you guys remember?
Yeah, that's crazy too.
When there wasn't social media and you could sneak around,
yeah,
the good old days, and lie, and yes, what happened to those days?
Right.
And what did crazy women do before that? Or crazy people? How did you monitor people before you could do all this?
Yeah. She wanted to talk to you about this for 3 weeks, though, when he's like, she's been talking about old posts. No, she saw it the moment you did it, and she's been...
Yeah.
Harvesting inside on how she's going
to
snap.
Who has this kind of time is what I'd
like
to know.
That's the thing. Yeah, you can't run a search. You have to actually look at people whose posts he might have liked. Right? Like, you can't look at his profile and figure that out.
Never done that.
What have you been doing all day, Tiff?
Well, I was searching Instagram.
His name is Tiff.
No, her name was Tiffany.
I can't. He was looking for his posts.
It's the same thing. It's a trust issue deal.
I don't think this is going to work out.
No.
I mean, you know, I don't think anything will work out according to these.
We should go get her.
Our pit is almost full.
Okay.
No, our pit's only half full.
Next. Oh,
you optimist.
Dear Allie, I got divorced 4 years ago because my husband cheated.
Yeah.
Now our kids are old enough to ask why we split up, and he's telling them that we just grew apart. Oh. I've never talked trash about my ex in front of them, but can't I tell them the truth about this?
No.
You can't. Okay.
You can't. You just let it go. You do not talk trash about your kid's dad.
Let me ask you this. Can you go to him and say, hey, the kids are really asking. Would you just be honest? Or
I think it's just leave it alone because...
There is a good way to do this, but I agree with... What's her name?
Christy.
Christy, yeah.
There's Lois. No way. I know this is supposed to be funny, but this is serious. If you think about the kids are going, well, I'm a half dad. Well, am I going to cheat and be a horrible person too? You just can't do that.
Well, there's a 50% chance, it sounds like.
Sure, I mean, even a basic study of biology will tell you yes is the answer.
But. I would not tell them, but that's my own.
No, Ellie, your parents are divorced, right?
Yeah. They said they just grew apart.
Okay.
They told me it was mostly your fault.
I heard that too.
We weren't supposed to say anything.
Oh.
When the guy from the NSA sent us all that material, he said, don't mention it.
You know what I always say in my brain is that I never talk bad about a former employer. So that's why I never talk bad about ex-wives.
Okay, very
Except
good.
Except that
it's
one.
The same thing.
Jesus Christ.
Allie Breen is our guest. It's all about therapy. And we're trying to help out here. Allibree, and again, and I say that so you can send your letters to Allie. And Allie, we have time for one more. What have you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend is great in almost every way, but he stares at hot women in front of me all the time.
Again?
Does he make any noises?
I'm beginning to sense a theme.
As he's staring, does he anything like that? Or?
Start to drool.
He's got a weird cough.
Wow, if you were dead, she's the one I'd ask her.
Boy, if you ever got sick.
You know, when you...
Boy, if you were ever smothered to death by a pillow. So she's concerned about this?
I've talked to him about it, and he doesn't even seem aware that he does it, so it doesn't help to make him stop. Also, even if I made him stop, I still know he wants to stare at them. Am I making a bigger deal out of this than I should?
I think so. He's with you. He's not. He's just looking.
Yeah, he's not hurting nobody.
Just... If in intimate moments, you catch him looking at his phone at photographs of these women,
that might be a problem.
Yes.
The one thing I would say is that if you're noticing, that means other people around him are noticing, and he needs to be careful because he could get in trouble for gawking.
Yeah. Like, what's his face look like? How long is he staring? Is it like obnoxious? Slack-jawed yokel type.
Right, is he following with his head as people walk by? Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is a little much if that's the case.
Is it illegal to look at somebody now? Is that the problem?
But I think as Jessica says, this is one of is they walk in the room and he's just sort of trailing them with his eyes.
Are you looking at my girl?
Starts drooling. He's not paying attention to the fact that his milkshake is dripping all over his crotch.
On Saturday, I saw a woman with this side under boob thing. I don't even know how she did it. She's wearing a dress, and I mean, even I was looking like, hey, look at this, everybody.
Yeah, that'll get
you. Hey, guys.
You.
Yeah. Like, how do they stay up there?
Underboob is my favorite cartoon.
Underboob?
Yeah.
I'm more concerned that in Tom's scenario, the guy's having a milkshake. Yeah. I don't know why that was brought into it. I think I like it, but I'm confused.
For years, we Europeans have had a special taste for bottled waters. The benefits of drinking bottled waters have not been lost on you intelligent Americans. More and more of you are drinking exotic, healthy, and expensive imported bottled water. First, it was Perrier, the sparkling, crystal-clear water from France. Then came Evian, crisp, refreshing, pure spring water from the Alps. And now, the latest bottled water to cross the ocean, imported exclusively by Gullible Yank Imports. It's hot dog water. Listen to what your fellow Americans said about imported hot dog water when we secretly served it to them in a very chic New York City bistro.
Oh, God.
Well, it's kind of cloudy, you know? Hanging, and it sort of has an aftertaste.
It's imported. It's chic and very exclusive.
Well, it's...
Let me be frank. Princess Diana drinks it, and it's very expensive.
I love it. What's it called?
It's called hot dog water.
Hot dog water?
Hot dog. And what do you think, sir?
It's
imported.
Well, it's kind of cloudy.
It's very nutritious.
sort of tastes like hot dog water.
It is hot dog water. Ah, yes, the unmistakable taste of hot dog water, bottled in Wienerwasser, Austria. You'll find our bottling plant just a yodel away from the Wienerwasser sausage factory, just south of the Danube River sewage treatment facility.
This is delightful. Should I add a lemon or a lime slice when I serve hot dog water to my guests?
No, no, no. You should add mustard or ketchup.
Oh, of course.
Hot dog water. Remember our motto. It takes a lot of guts to make this stuff.
Oh.
Not to mention hooves, tongues, and snouts.
Hey, this is tasty. How much is a bottle of hot dog water?
About 30 francs. Or in America, $10.
Wow, what a bargain.
And coming soon from the hot dog water people, the first drinking water that is also a cologne, new HD Eau de Toilette.
Is that toilet water?
Exactly. Imported toilet water.
You mean like from a real French toilet?
Oui, oui. 10,000 French poodles can't be wrong.
Oh.
Hot dog water.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein letzter Urlaub, einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast,
Vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch, 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.